Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has confirmed that income taxes will be cut and the welfare spending package will be boosted this autumn. He also warned that cost increases brought on by high inflation are here to stay. But while we might welcome tax cuts, are they a good idea in a period of high inflation and when we have a full workforce? Tony Foley is Associate Professor Emeritus of Economics at DCU Business School and he's on the line for more on this. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning, listeners.
So inflation at 5%, food prices are 15% higher than last year. What do you think would have to happen in the coming months, say, for prices to go down?
Well, I think we have to clarify what we mean by inflation, first of all. What we're talking about at the moment is the rate of price increase is slowing. So it might have been 9% one month, it's 8% the next month, 6% the next month. But that's entirely different from the notion that prices would actually drop. So in other words, we'd have minus inflation in a particular period. So there's no real expectation, except for particular products because of their market circumstances. Say, for example, energy. Price goes up and down. The price of oil goes up and down in response to major world supply and demand factors. But lots of other prices don't. That there's a feature in economics, unfortunately, that when prices go up, they tend to be sticky, that they don't go down. And there's a number of reasons for that. One of the reasons would be that as prices have gone up recently, some workers have gotten compensating pay increases. So then equally, if prices dropped, employers might be coming back and saying, well, now your wages should start dropping a bit because prices are dropping. And naturally enough, unions and individuals wouldn't like that. Mm-hmm.
But so also corporations, business, manufacturers, they like when the prices go up and stay up.
Well, they like when the prices go up and stay up if their costs are not going up by as much, so therefore they're increasing their profits. But yes, they would generally try and prevent the prices dropping again. So there wouldn't be any expectation that prices would drop back to what they were before the recent inflationary pressures, except in particular things like commodities and energy, where it's basically supply and demand forces operate. But in terms of basic services and so on, you wouldn't be expecting prices to drop. The best we're hoping for is that they won't continue to increase at the previous levels. And so that next month it might be 4% and so on of a price increase.
If we look at price increases and inflation and what the central bank here and the ECB want to have happen, they want our prices to rise long term, don't they?
Yes, before the recent high inflationary pressure, the expectation was that a 2% price increase was a desirable economic feature of economic activity. And the problem at the European Central Bank for years before the recent inflationary pressures, that prices were rising by 1% or 0.5% and 1.5%, and that they figured that 2% is the better price rise. And the reason for that is, again, paradoxically, if you, for example, are, suppose you're thinking of buying something, and you think, well, prices might drop by 5% in the next couple of months. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to delay your purchasing. Mm-hmm. So then it's not conducive for people spending things. They'll wait until the prices drop. Equally, if you're investing to produce more products, if you buy the machinery, you expect the products to be produced, and then you discover the prices are 2 or 3% lower. It's not going to be profitable for you. So for various reasons, the broad expectation would be that a 2% price increase would be what's desirable to promote economic activity. Now, obviously, what we've had is way above that in recent months, and that's totally undesirable. It has its negative effects as well. But we certainly don't want a prolonged period of lower, decreasing prices, because that wouldn't be conducive to economic activity.
All right. Now, Tony, I want to get your take on what Leo Varadkar said about income taxes being cut, the welfare spending package being boosted this autumn. When it comes to tax cuts, first of all, is that a good idea?
No, it's not a good idea from an economics perspective. But if I was the Taoiseach, I'd probably be saying exactly what he's saying, because the public looks at the government finances and sees that they've got massive amounts of money. They're heading towards an enormous surplus for next year. So why don't they give it back to us? But from an economic perspective, We have an economy with that, which is at full employment. It's producing the maximum it can. Everybody's working to their fullest, as it were. There's waiting lists for lots of services. If you want the kitchen extension, you're not going to get a builder saying, I'll start tomorrow. If you want to get your car serviced, it's probably going to be 3 weeks of a wait and so on. Restaurants can't get enough staff and so on. So we're short of labour. And of course, the labour helps to produce the products. Mm-hmm. So a basic macroeconomic issue is that we're able to produce a bundle of goods and there's a level of spending that buys that. So if the government pumps billions of extra money, whether it's social welfare payments or tax reductions, into the economy, that's going to boost the ability to buy things, but it doesn't necessarily increase our ability to produce them. So that would actually have an inflationary pressure in a period when we're trying to control inflationary pressures.
So
now, from an individual citizen's point of view, I know citizens don't want to hear me lecturing on macroeconomic management. They're saying, we want the money back. And it obviously helps them in terms of elections and votes, but it's not what the economy needs at the moment. If there would be a view that people on social welfare are seriously disadvantaged by the current inflationary pressure, well, then it might well be a case to say we'll increase social welfare payments, but we actually increase taxes to compensate for that extra boost of spending. But that's from the economic perspective, and that doesn't win elections.
It doesn't win elections.
So from a political
not politically popular there, Tony. So we know that the government has, and we just have a short amount of time left, but the government has this big pot of money now, which has come from corporation tax. They're going to get even more next year. Do you think that they should keep that, hold on to it?
I think at the moment they should. Say, for example, we're short of houses. The housing situation, I would accept, is in a total mess. We're not building enough houses. But if the government said, there's another 10 billion, go out there and build houses, where are we going to get the carpenters? Where are we going to get the builders? Where are we going to get the plumbers, the bricklayers and everything else? So you've got a supply issue. And one of our problems at the moment is, again, that the economy is working at its fullest. Everyone who wants to work has a job, basically. There isn't a huge surplus of labour waiting to come into the labour market. So how do we produce them? If they said, let's have another 50,000 nurses, where are we going to get them? So we've got real physical constraints on the ability to produce goods and services. So then it has to be managed carefully. So we might well be in a situation in a year or two where, yes, we're looking for extra expenditure and things and the labour is available and so on. But not at the moment. We're at full employment. We're short of labour. We're basically producing the maximum that we can. And unfortunately, we can't change that in a quick period of time.
All right, Tony. I think what we've learned there is that you won't be running for election anytime soon.
No, I might. I might run for election, but I wouldn't get too many votes.
Tony Foley, Associate Professor Emeritus of Economics at DCU Business School. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Now, Brian O'Connell is going to be checking out Irish Rail's quieter carriages. Do they work? That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.